Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
Episode of Voice Coaches Radio as we get ahead this week to a brand new special guest. My name is Marissa and your name is what?
Dee Sundstrom.
That's right. One of my brightest, bubbliest students I think I've ever had. You know, we've had a ton of fun. I know each and every time we've popped up on Zoom and you just got done with demo day like a week ago or so, right?
I did. It was July 12th. I can't believe it's been that.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's been even longer than a week. Tell me, first of all, are you still on cloud nine from the session itself?
Oh my God, I definitely am. It was what a great culmination of just the classes, the work we've done. It was a great day. And I think I told you I drove straight to Dairy Queen for a giant cone afterwards. Chocolate dipped cone, which was ill-advised in 100-degree weather, but
I mean,
it was so worth it.
You know, you couldn't do it before your session because of the dairy.
That's right. No dairy.
You got to go ahead and you got to treat yourself sometimes because yes. You know, who else is going to do it? But before we talk about demo day itself and like that experience, I want you to take us back for a moment because, you know, everybody gets into this for different reasons or for different enjoyments or whatever the case might be. But take me back to like what you've been doing in life. And then like, what made you go, you know what? I got to do this. I got to try and I got to just see what happens and start in this world of voiceover. So tell me what you got.
Yeah, absolutely. So my day job, my hustle is to work in pediatrics and I've done that for 30 years, believe it or not.
No, I mean, you would never know. But people say that about me too. I'm like, yeah, I've been doing, you know, all this stuff for 20 years. And they're like, excuse me?
Yeah.
it's a great skincare routine.
right. Exactly. Those genetics, knock on wood. I had been doing that, but I've always had comments about my voice, love it or hate it voice, right? I had a history teacher, I think, in middle school, and he dedicated his time to lowering my voice to a more normal level or something. And from that to people, you know, just it is a unique voice, and I've known that. But what I found in pediatrics is I can really calm down kids in terms of hospital procedures and encourage them with bravery and that sort of thing. I have a connection with my voice that way. I can also be Elmo when needed to distract kids at blood draws. I got that nailed. So I had that in the back of my mind. And then a few years back, Marissa, not to drag this out, but I was on a community radio little show about like what's going on at our local hospital. And so I really enjoyed that. And, you know, the radio guys kind of threw it out there. Hey, you know, if your day job dries up, this might be something for you. And I just parked it in the parking lot, didn't think more about it. But I happened upon this class. It was actually next to a family weekend for my own child's college weekend. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this. I can do this little Zoom class. And I even enjoyed the Zoom class and had no, you know, I think when John said, does anyone want to read at the end? I had no hesitation. I just wanted to, I absolutely wanted to do it. Just felt That's like, awesome. Yeah, I'm doing this.
Well, you know, what's always interesting to me is we get out of school, right? And we stop taking classes and we reach a certain age and we're just kind of like, so many of us just kind of comfortable, right? And we're just like settled. And just the thought of trying to learn something new is just so daunting, right?
Right.
But we do get a lot of people where it's been 10, 15, 30 years into a career and they're like, yeah, I just feel like now's the time. I need some change, you know, because maybe it's just been a very heavy job. I'm sure your job's pretty heavy at times, you know, or it's run its course, you know, and we want to get back to enjoying what we do. And then we find ourselves like kind of looking at it like, well, what do I enjoy outside of, you know, just the day in and day out of life. And it can be hard. A lot of us also lose the hobbies and enjoyments that we once had because life gets in the way. But
right.
Then we have certain things that happen or certain things that keep popping up like you. It's like, oh, you've got this unique voice. Oh, it's, you know, so soothing to these kids. And, you know, you do this radio show and, you know, here we are. And, you know, I'm glad that you didn't have any fear, right? Like you just kind of let yourself dive on in and just to see what would happen. And let me ask you this, like, was it wildly different than you expected voiceover?
Well, yes, because I think the learning the craft itself, as you put it so often, you know, and I think there were, even after I was so excited to do the classes, loved the classes with you, but there was that moment of, wait, I have to remember this and do that. And, you know, but I told you this before, I loved listening to this podcast. And I got a lot of great, I soaked up a lot of great tips. I head out of town once a week and I have an hour each way. And
oh, I would God, just, I'm with I you for an hour. On. I'm so sorry.
No, I loved it. I loved it. But you know, that actually, because you talk about a lot of these things on the podcast, and I kept thinking, I've treated it like a sport. I'm an athlete. And I thought, you know, you just keep chopping wood, right? You just keep right. going.
Well, it's repetition too. Like it's repetition and the doing again and the listening back and the doing again. And, you know, it's tweaking and doing it again. You know, that's how you develop the skill. And that's what it is being an athlete. Like you're developing a skill. And listen, not all of us are going to be in the Olympics, but, you know, we can go ahead and we can really, you know, create something amazing when we really put our minds to it and set the time for it, which is challenging.
That was the biggest thing for me. I love a good schedule because otherwise it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And so I made myself a calendar. I mean, I just had like first the warm-ups, you know, then the scripts, right? And then the cold reading, whether it was recording or not, or those little exercises. That was really important to me at a time when it wouldn't get interrupted. Mm-hmm. Right. So my dog benefited greatly. She really was thrilled with my skill level. Wink, wink. But you got to do it when you can, or it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And it also doesn't happen when you're just exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, end of the day. Oh, I was like, forget it. I can't do it right now. I had to do it when I actually was with the program, you know?
Right. And it makes sense.
Yeah.
So what do you think was your biggest challenge? Because like clearly smiling is not your issue. Because you were the one person that I knew I was like never going to have to say that to. It's like, hey, don't forget to smile. You know, because it's just like plaster on your face. It's like I am these days. What do you think was your biggest challenge throughout, other than like, you know, trying to set the time and just do the practice in itself?
Right. You know, I think it was the challenge of picking the scripts. I remember when you said, and you gave great tips, you know, find the work that speaks to you, the stuff you enjoy, have fun with, have a background in, passion for. And that was such great advice because I thought, wait a minute, the script library, you know, I'd done a little bit, but that was daunting. But, you know, as I think I told you, just I knew I needed to practice. So why not practice with these scripts? And what was really great was those themes started to rise to the top. You know, here comes the kids' work, right? Here comes the health work. Here comes the mom voice. food, words that were fun to say that kind of, you know, tickle your tongue and your interest. You know, absolutely not for the sophisticated, breathy. I think I laughed too much through those. I just was like, we're not going to do that category.
But everybody is sultry and sophisticated.
Yeah. But the sarcasm, I mean, and when those themes started to emerge, I was laughing today, just reflecting on, I was like, how many scripts did she say? Because the first category, children and high energy, was 20 scripts. I'd wound it down, you know. Bend it down to wink, wink. Then I went to 9 and then to 2. But doing that journey was really helpful. So meaning, I think my voice is suited for certain things and I do like this script. And that was great. So when you finally helped pick the scripts and pick them, it was like, oh, I love this. This is, yeah. These are good. And yeah, I think, these feel good.
You know, we have an idea of like where we want to be, but you know, we're not all there yet. You know, it comes in time, it comes in skill development. And that's why I think, you know, what's helpful at first is just like looking at what you're naturally passionate about or have a background in, because you're probably already going to be pretty good with stuff that revolves around it, you know? So that's why it's like healthcare. We have so many people that'll come from healthcare and like, they don't want to do that anymore. It's like, guess what? Guess how many things that you can talk about comfortably that I can't, you know? It's like, let that be your moneymaker to start, if that's going to be the case. It's like a niche thing for you, you know, and then, I mean, you already work with kids. You've got a love of kids. Of course, that's going to be a natural. It's like putting on a glove, unless you're okay, you know, but.
Yeah. Pets, you know, you and I talked about that. And I did try to stretch like the character pieces. I was like, oh my goodness, what was the voice I was intending for to be the narration versus the mouse versus the, I mean, that was a lot, right? I kept seeing the ticker tape below my face saying, this is not a paid actress. But you know, good to try. And that's what that exercise really led me to do, was to stretch. Mm-hmm. Try it. Why not try it? You know, do you really want me on your surgical voicemail? Probably not. But I wanted to try. And that was great. It was just great material.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the best part about it is like you venture out at first, because where it leads you might be someplace you thought you were going to want to stay away from it. You know, it could be something you thought you were going to really dislike, and all of a sudden it's like, man, I'm having a lot of fun here, you know. So that's why it's so important, because I mean, we almost never know where we should be in this, because it is so different than is expected right off the bat. So you get through the practicing and the, you know, making a schedule for yourself, and we've picked out these scripts and I've helped you narrow them down, and boom. Right. It's demo day. How much practice would you say you put in? And was there anything going into demo day that had you maybe more nervous than something else? Like, was there something that you felt pretty intimidated by at all? Like, tell me some of those feelings.
Yeah. You know, I guess that's being in healthcare. I followed the script. I followed the prescription, right? I had done the practice and didn't over practice. I made myself this little, and I really set a timer and said, that's it. Tomorrow's another day. You know, let's just try to work on those little things. And I drove out to the studio, you know, shout out to Conway Sound here in Denver. I drove out, I went straight from rowing. I looked like cat had drug in, but I wanted to see where it was, make sure I knew where to go that day. So I just told myself, you know what? No, the practice is done. Your job is now just to go. And you had said before, this is a team. So I wanted to work with you. And it turns out with Roger to highlight my voice as best as possible. But I felt like I really had done, you know, I mean, the work is never done, but I'd done the work leading up to that point. And I thought, this is my voice to this point. So let's just do the best we can. And, you know, heeded the warnings with all the dairy and the caffeine and, you know, all the things. I was really glad I went, because I just wasn't, it was a little different than I thought. And it was connected to a hair salon.
Which is crazy. I mean, that could have been the way you treated yourself afterwards.
Hello. I mean, when I walked in straight from rowing, she was like, how can I help you? You know, kind of like, she was so nice. She was lovely. But how can I count the ways? You know? But all of it was great. And the person I worked with at the studio, Roger, he was such a chill person. He immediately set that tone.
Yeah.
And just said, this is your area, own it. I had my little cut apples. It was 100 degrees out. So I had them in a little chilled, you know, lunch bag. I mean, I had all the things, my pencils, my, you know, my clipboard if I needed it. But all that just makes you feel really prepared.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I heard your voice, I was like, oh, it's just reassuring because you had been there from the start. Mm-hmm. That is so meaningful, though, that continuity and connection. You know, we'd done the work. We'd done the journey.
Yeah.
And then it was funny. You'll laugh, Marissa, because he had said, you know, about four fingers from the microphone. And I talk with my hands. I was worried I would like knock the microphone off.
Well, that happens all the time, by the way.
Oh, I bet. I bet. So each time when he said, I'm ready, I would put my little four fingers. I'm sure he was like, do you know the distance by now? But it was just something I had to do. So what a great experience. No, it was wonderful. It really was, you know. And I learned from it. It was another class.
Right. And that was very much the question. Like, what do you think was the biggest takeaway from that experience?
Yeah.
Because I always tell everybody, it's kind of like, I can talk about what it's going to be like until I'm out of air. But, you know, it's like, you don't really understand it until you're there and you're experiencing it for yourself. So like, what was the biggest like eye-opening moment for you in there? What was like the biggest learning experience?
You know, I think it was, it sounds funny, but the difference between commercial and narration, I hadn't really appreciated, you know, when you're talking to your close friend and one person versus, oh, wait, I have to bring up the animation a little. You remember how you were encouraging me, like, up it up. And I hadn't really done that quite as much in my practice. So that was very eye-opening. I think the benefit for me was I had been in a studio before, just with those little community, you know, radio program. But honestly, the videos you have as part of the class, I mean, that shows it right there. So it's not going to look foreign to you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very, it was much more educational than I thought. And I left and just like wrote down a whole page of notes because I think I told you I have a little notebook and I write down all these nuggets and pearls of advice and I filled it that day. And it wasn't as much of just a presenting as I thought. I was still really very much learning, which is the great thing about this, right? You're never done. I don't think you are.
It's true. Like when we're done, I'm going to try to figure out how to find a file that like saved itself. And then I opened it and then it like deleted itself. So I got to the learning's never done because technology is always a pain in the butt.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, I guess I was used to that I work with kids. No kid is the same. Oh, what was yesterday is not the same, right? And nothing can be as scary as really, you know, a kid or a toddler saying, you know, I've had kids say to me, do you own a hairbrush? I'm like, no. Does it show? Perfect. I mean, kids are so out there that's scary sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah. They'll
let you know exactly, you know, your self-esteem could be a different thing coming in and out of those rooms or teenagers. So no, it was just a great experience. I found myself just saying, oh, I really want to do this again. Yeah.
Good. And I'm glad. And like, you know, we already know how you celebrated. You went to Dairy Queen. have you started to tell people that you're doing this? Are like you spreading the word a bit?
You know, I have just a little bit. You know, I haven't heard my demo yet. I don't know if you have. I'm excited to hear about that. I think that's when I'll really bang the drum. I did go from my demo straight to rowing, a national rowing regatta, you know.
Oh, that's right. How did that go? Yeah.
It went great. I mean, two of my boats, I didn't get out of the heats. They were just kind of calamities and that happens. But our third boat, we got on the podium. We got bronze in our women's eight. And this is masters events, but it was just such a joy because I haven't done that, you know. Been 30 years I haven't competed in rowing, so really fun. So just back this week and starting to go into all that material on getting the job, and there's a lot there.
Oh, there very much is.
There's a lot there. So,
but you know what? You know, it's one of the things that I do like to like just really harp on is the fact that while they're great at giving you a lot of material in that section, You know, for, so for like anybody that is thinking about taking the program, I mean, you're going to have like an ins and outs and like almost like a little map of what to do. You know, once you're done with your demo, those things, like it's everything that I've always done, you know? And so like when I lost everything during the pandemic and had to like, really, I mean, it was ground back up again. You know, it's like those things, because I had done all that stuff, it was like 16, 17 years of work that had already been put in and cultivating relationships and like, you know, spreading the word of what I was doing and like, you know, all these things, and work just like was coming to me little by little, you know. And I was like, at one point feeling like, man, this is happening too easy. Like, I don't feel like I'm putting the work in, but it's like, wait a minute, light bulb, you have been putting the work in. Yes. From day one. And that's what I have to keep reminding myself of, because, you know, there are so many times that we can have this like almost like imposter syndrome going on. And, you know, it's like, no, you don't try to act like you don't deserve it. You do deserve it. You worked hard for years now. And it's just like, it's showing.
I love that, Marissa. And you know, Marissa, there was a coach trainer who said, you know, it's in the little things that your strength lies. That's really well put, right? So you had been putting it at work all the time, those little things, doing all the extra things. And you know, yeah, here we go. But I am a very relationship-driven person, and I'm interested in people and stories. So I just hope there's a fit for me, but I'm going to go out there.
Well, listen,
I'm excited.
I can tell you there's going to be a fit for you, and it's most likely going to be in the place that you want to be, which is right there in that like kids related stuff. I just feel like there's no way that you're going to get in front of somebody that is casting for something like that, and they're just going to go, nah, we don't like her. I just don't see that happening. So, just be patient, you know, because sometimes, like I told you at the end of the demo, it's like everybody's journey is different. So like timing, I can never tell somebody, you know, how quick or how long it's going to take to get the first gig or the next first one after it. But it will all connect. It's all in what you do. It's all in who you put yourself in front of and what you're willing to do. And you already said you took that workshop, and when John asked about, hey, who wants to read for me? You were like, get me. Like, there's so many people who are scared to do that right then, you know, and you're not. And that's good. Don't hold yourself back, because this moment that we take those steps where it's just maybe outside that comfort zone, that is where the wings begin to spread and anything can happen. So I'm just glad that I could be a part of your journey. And, I'm just excited to get you to hear that demo, first of all, cause I already know it's going to kick some butt. Cause like I was there, I heard it, you know, but yeah, I mean, anytime that you need any help, you got us, just holler at me, and you can holler at Voice Coaches, but, just looking forward to seeing what's next and how this all gets kicked off. Okay.
Thank you so much, Marissa. Thank you. It doesn't do it justice, but I can't thank you enough for the whole set, all the sessions, and this opportunity too. It's great.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So anybody that wants to check out your demo once it's posted, do you know your website?
I do. And it's the letter D. So it's D Sundstrom. Kind of hard to spell, but sundstrom.iKenVoice.com.
All right.
Hey.
Check it out. And by the time this episode is out, hopefully that demo's up there. So maybe I can actually put that link in the blog post of this too. So, and anybody that wants to get details about the program, we've always got these workshops going on. So check the blog post and get more details there, and maybe even save a few bucks as well. But I hope, you know, everything gets up and running for you ASAP, and that the rowing still goes well. Be nice to your arms, and you know, hey, maybe get to Dairy Queen. It's been hot, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.